Welcome back, guys. DJ S on KMOX coming up at 4 p.m. Matt Pauly will join us from the sports department. Right now we have Janelle. Yeah, tomorrow we're off. That's right.
Yes.
You're Thursday to me. It's always like, oh, hey, Janelle.
Happy. Tomorrow's Friday.
So, yeah, we're off tomorrow because there's a game at 2, so the pregame will start at 1. I wish I had a better day tomorrow. I got to do a bunch of crap.
Mm. Yeah.
What do you got to do? Can you share? Don't have to.
DMV.
Oh. I did mine on the phone and it took 8 minutes. So
I think you have to be a regular person though.
Oh,
like I'm late. I think you have to be within time.
Mm. Usually, yeah. You get the little card that says, here's your window. You can just do this online or whatever. Yeah.
Man, my license expires on my birthday this year.
Yeah.
It's like, come on now. I don't want to. I mean, I can obviously do it in advance, but
I was just going to ask. I don't know, but can you? Yeah,
I think you can. But it's just
I'm sure you can.
Why do you got to put it on my birthday? That
I
gives
think
me
they
anxiety
all do now, don't they?
That's so dumb.
Yeah, mine did too.
Yeah.
So Janelle, if you're not familiar with her, she has a big footprint on social media under Holy L E L L E. She's been doing movie reviews, entertainment, and such with us now for a couple years, right?
Be 2 years in December.
There you go. Nice. So I wanted to bring this up again because we talked about it at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
And Janelle was having a little back and forth with one of the other stream members about the movie The Odyssey. And the first kerfuffle was Elliot Page was going to play Achilles in some way or another. Travis Scott is cast in it, and I guess he has a troubled past. And then Lupita Nyong'o, Matt Walsh, who's a MAGA guy, said she's supposed to be Helen of Troy, the most beautiful woman on the planet, and not one person believes that she is. And Nolan is just worried about being called a racist if he said the most beautiful woman in the world was white. And then a couple people on the stream were saying basically like, yeah, I'm down with this because it's just ridiculous and historically XYZ. And your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a fake story. So Helen of Troy was born because Zeus turned himself into a swan and seduced a woman, and she hatched out of an egg. So I don't think we really need to be too concerned about what color she was, because that's just weird to begin with. The Elliot Page thing does not bother me at all as far as portraying Achilles, and that was the verbal text squabble that I was getting into with people on the chat, was the version of Achilles in the Odyssey is different than the version that you know in the Iliad. He's very warlike. He's bloodthirsty. He wants to die a warrior's death. He'd rather die young. And in the Odyssey, he laments that when he talks to Odysseus coming up from the underworld. He talks about how he'd rather be living a simple life almost as a slave and a nobody than be the king of Hades. And he's like a shadow of himself. He's wraith-like. So it doesn't bother. Everybody's like, well, you know, he's so skinny and, you know, and well, yeah, Achilles has wasted away by then. He is in the underworld. So that doesn't bother me either. And then just to say that Lupita Nyong'o is not beautiful because she's not white is just, that's just, okay, you've just realized, you've revealed who you are. I don't have any thoughts for you. Like that's, you've, okay. But like, so I'll never, there's no point in trying to argue a rational viewpoint to you if you're coming from it from a racist, like I can't get into that mind frame, so I'm not going to try and enjoy being there. But I think like hyper realism in movies is kind of like a buffet. There are things that people are willing to accept, from a prostitute falling in love with a millionaire CEO and them falling in love and whisking away with each other, to a boy who gets bit by a spider and can climb the walls. There's a variation of what people will pick and choose as far as what they want to believe from movies. Now, I don't mind what you pick and choose as you go down that buffet. The problem I have is if you turn to me and then tell me what I can't choose. Or if you tell the person in front of you, oh, what you just put on your plate, we don't accept that. No, that is your choice. But a lot of us don't have a problem with that. So, yeah. And like Elon's argument too was that he's just trying to get awards. Well, I mean, Christopher Nolan's one of the heaviest awarded directors out there. I think so. Like, if you count all the awards, like 234 awards and like 302 nominations, it's ridiculous. Now, do they have to, they do have to have certain inclusion. The Academy does have inclusion rules for you in order to get nominated for you to, for like Best Picture. So, but that includes staff, that includes crew, you know, it can include the actors, but Christopher Nolan has always been very diverse in all, in everything that he's ever cast. So I don't know why they would expect anything different out of a Fable.
Do you think in 2026, if they did the Odyssey the way they did Troy and everyone was white, do you think there would be any sort of outcry from anyone?
I mean, it started to kind of, I don't know what year it started to kind of change, but I mean, like, there have been movies, and like, I think it was Scarlett Johansson had been cast as a character, I think, was it an anime?
It was a Ghost in the Shell.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right, and like, everybody kind of had an issue with it. I mean, like, you had started to, it started to kind of slowly turn towards like, why don't we not whitewash all of these films? Because again, like I stated even in the chat, Christian Bale played Moses in a movie. So, I mean, we didn't have a problem with, like, you, I don't want to be like, white guys had their shot, but I mean, like, Charlton Heston was Moses, you know what I mean? Like, it's, we've got it. There were some really heavily, like, you would not cast the kind of stereotypes that they would from the 1950s Ten Commandments to now. So I don't understand, like, yeah, it's okay. Like, you can't, but like, I think somebody the other day had brought up, like, well, would you be okay with a white guy playing a black guy during the Reconstruction? Well, no, because that comes with a whole bunch of baggage behind it. There's no baggage behind Lupita playing Helen of Troy. None. Like, it brings with it no, there, it shouldn't hurt anyone's feelings. That's insane to me. So I don't know.
It is just funny that it's like, everybody's so sensitive these days, all these little snowflakes out there, and then it's like, I don't like the way they casted the movie.
That's the most frustrating thing, is because those guys like Matt Walsh, they want to tell everyone else they're a snowflake,
but
get hyper bothered by simple things.
That's going down the buffet, and you're picking out and you're choosing what you believe and what you're okay with in movies, but then you're turning around, or even in life, and then you're turning around and telling me, I can look at the same buffet, but I have to. My plate has to look exactly like yours. Mm-hmm. No, that's not it. That's not it at all.
Another entertainment topic, which is also front of mind, at least on my TikTok feed, and kind of political, is I said the other day, I detest and loathe roasts. I hate them.
Sure. Because they become insult fest now.
They're just ridiculous.
Which I understand that's what roasts are, but
yeah.
It gets dark.
Yeah.
Well, my question is, what's his face? Pete Davidson did a joke about Charlie Kirk's murder. And Tony Hinchcliffe did a joke about George Floyd's murder.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so interesting to see the people on either side selectively saying, you can say this, but you can't say that.
Yeah.
But to me, I'm not Jerry Seinfeld, but I've made my living for 25 years doing entertainment and comedy. I think there should be things you don't say.
Sure.
Right. I don't think that everything is within limits.
Right. But the whole point is like that you then, that's like you always say, like society kind of fleshes that out. Like you, either it becomes popular or it doesn't. It's the goal of you though, to not turn around and be like, you can't do it.
Yes.
I would never
ask Netflix to not show that.
And that's my whole point about the analogy with the buffet, is that it's, if everything's out there and you're choosing stuff left and right, don't ask me to choose the same stuff on your plate. If I decide that some of the things line up with you, great. But if they don't, you acting like the plate that you've made for yourself is the only plate that should ever be made is just wild to me. And a lot of these people that, going back to the Odyssey, that are getting mad about it have never even read it. So like pick up a, if it makes you so mad to pick up the book and read, then I'm for it. But if you still at this point still haven't read it, and maybe all you've done is just read the Wikipedia plot to it, just, as you say, go outside and practice falling down.
Yeah. I think you and 13 other people have read it. So I've never read it.
Oh yeah, we did in high school. but I don't remember it.
There's some great versions of there out there. Yeah. Like the one right now that he's probably basing it off on is written by a woman. And that's, I think, a little bit of the problem that people are having with it is, you know, that she has certain ways that she looks at what went on back there different than how it's been portrayed so far. But there's so many different great versions of it. And it's a great story. And it's like, don't get wrapped up in the tiny details of what color somebody's hair is. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We just heard of a brand new way, and we hope it's here to stay.
Welcome back, DGS. I'm a mess of a person. I'm over here bawling.
What's wrong, Dave?
Julia's daughter, Viv.
Yeah.
My birthday twin.
Yes.
Came in second in state, and she's like 5 years younger than anyone else. And
I was just for her golf tournament?
For her golf.
Damn.
And I was just texting her, and I'm crying.
Well, Viv is an amazing kid.
That's pretty crazy, though.
Yeah. She got second in state, and her team got first.
That's so cool.
Bam.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Isn't that great?
Kick ass.
Now pull it together.
I know.
Now buckle down, buddy.
You can do this.
Let's
you
go.
Can do this.
You can do it.
And the DGS inspired her to eat at Bojangles.
That was great. She texted me from their trip, and she was sitting in the passenger seat, obviously, and eating Bojangles out of a big bucket.
Dude, Bojangles is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You know what I get a taste for? Hmm. Crystal Burgers. You ever had those?
Is that like White Castle?
It's kind of,
they're White Castle
family
with mustard.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Same family of sliders.
Yeah.
It's a little different style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Those are pretty good, though. Sliders are pretty good in general.
Agreed.
I have something to bitch about, and I'm sure I'm going to be wrong. Okay.
Cool.
But I turned 62 in September, which I believe means that I can take Social Security. But if you wait like till you're 70, it's like 80% more money.
Okay.
And the reason I'm not going to take it now is because I plan on continuing to work. But the federal government has this thing that for every $2 you make, they take a dollar away from your Social Security. And I want to give them a big F you because that's my money, mofo. That's my money. It's all of our money. It's not your money. So I should have that coming to me whether I work another day in my life or if I become a millionaire. Mm-hmm. It's my right as an American to pursue happiness and to earn money. And you're going to tax it because you always do. But screw you for taking something that I have earned and paid into. And I'll tell you this. If I live to be 110, I'll never take out all the money I put in, right?
No.
And so how dare you tell people that if you're getting $1,700 from us, you can't work another job or we're going to take some of it away. How dare you?
You're talking to a generation who probably won't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
No, you're not wrong.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I mean, and if that's the case, if that ever happens, then every citizen should march on Washington. No excuse.
Well, Elon.
We put into it
Elon
all our lives.
Elon considers it an entitlement.
Well, yeah, we are entitled to it. It's ours. Just like he's entitled to his money. That's my money.
Mm.
I put it in there, and I didn't have a say in it. I had to. It was mandatory.
You took it.
Right.
Right.
It's literally like against the law to not do it.
Yeah.
So, but again, for a guy like Elon, spoken like someone who is not a W-2 employee. He's not getting a salary, so he's not having that stuff taken out. But those guys live by different standards. I shouldn't say guys, but those people, the billionaires, live by a different standard. And then they tell us, oh, that's an entitlement. Yeah, you're right. You're damn right. I'm entitled to what I earned.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Moving quickly through topics, as we are off to do, I saw an interesting article by an anthropologist who said that if we went back 50,000 years, the humans that we would encounter would look exactly like us. Their brains would be indistinguishable. But of course, they lived a very different life. And he said that he's done research, however he did it, and that the average 2026 person would last 5 days. You would die in 5 days.
Just wouldn't have the skills.
You wouldn't have the skills.
Oh, yeah. I just, which is I just got done watching Ken Burns' The Dust Bowl. That's how exciting I am. And you look even just back to that time and you're like, there's just no way. I mean, I don't want to say like nobody in this generation could survive it, but that it's just a different level of even people just 100 years ago. Yeah. That's different. So, yeah, I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
At all.
But that's the average person.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
No, seriously, that would be, I mean, it would have to be, I would think it'd be more than the average. I bet it would be 95% of people would not have the skills. Because how many people actually can forage, hunt for themselves,
build a fire
with no matches?
I want to see Wheels build a fire without matches.
Just I just have to get angry and my hair turns on fire.
He's going to start getting so frustrated and then he's going to like throw the like flint across the
woods. And then it'll spark a flame, yeah.
Yes.
I'll hit a rock.
It'll be just the people who've ever been on the show alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It'll be just those people.
No, Wheeler would be accepted into a tribe.
And then I'd look just like one of them.
The first night, he'd be like, oh, damn it! They're like, what is wrong? And he's like, oh, this.
And it would happen while they were on a hunting trip, like sneaking up on an animal, and then it'd run away.
Yeah. Everybody's trying to sleep, and Wheeler's like, I'm bored.
Hey, what are you doing? The morning's for losers. Or the video games.
All the horses run away.
They're like, we got to kill this guy.
Just think, though, if I could go back, we could start baseball way earlier.
Yeah, they'd love that. Welcome back, DGS and KMOX. Brian and Barry are trying to educate me about the Social Security thing. And I get it, guys. Like, I don't get it, because I'm not a financially minded guy at all. Don't like any part of it. But if at 62 you can give me Social Security, then don't take any of my money. Let me work. I've earned that Social Security, and my penalty is that I'm taking the least amount possible, knowing that I could wait until later and you'll give me more. Okay. But at the point that I can take Social Security and retire legally, I think Americans should also be allowed to work as little or as much as they want with no penalty, not taking any of my money. I've earned the Social Security. Stay out of my GD wallet. Shut up. That's how I feel. How about you, Dave?
Go for it. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I feel more about don't tax it.
Yeah.
My goodness, we've paid taxes on all of that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they do something with that.
Yeah.
And for folks who are thinking about it, if you don't have any other plans other than Social Security, start doing it.
Yeah.
Start making plans.
Yeah. And, Dave, I'm sure you can vouch for this. However much money you have, it's not as much as you think it is.
No.
I have a couple of friends who have a few million dollars. They've done very, very well. Good for them. But it's like when you face the time that you're never going to make another dollar and every sandwich you buy just comes off the principal.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's got to be a weird feeling.
Well, you hope it doesn't come off the principal.
Right. Hopefully.
You hope that the principal kind of stays the same and you're living off your investments. You know, that's kind of the goal. But and the bigger problem with that is you don't know when the finish line is.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you could go at, you know, Dave, you're 62. You could go at 70.
Yep.
Or you could go at 99.
Yeah. Right.
That's a lot of years in between there.
That's
and
right.
There's a lot of ups and downs going on.
Yeah. 100%. Mitch and Vic are really trying to get banned from the stream, aren't they? Mitch is like, it's Dave Murray time for crying out loud. Mitch, shut up. Dave does other things than the weather.
No, not really.
Yeah, true.
It's kind of my thing.
It is kind of the thing.
And then Vic supporting Mitch in this intolerance. Disappointing, boys. Don't make me call Brian M. on this.
I can get Mitch out of here if you want.
No, it's fine. No. It's fine.
I'll just time him out.
Andrew's got a hood on over there. He's the executioner with the giant axe. He's ready.
I'll just time him out. It's fine.
So, Dave, kind of a warm weekend, right?
Yeah, you know, warmer and more humid. It's going to feel a little more summer. It's gorgeous out there right now. 73, gorgeous again tomorrow. Almost an instant replay. 76 for the high, plenty of sunshine. Then we start to get a little unsettled. Thursday night, the evening is delightful. Some showers towards morning. So that's towards morning on Friday, 59. Friday, changeable sky, mixed clouds and sunshine. There's going to be some showers, some thunder showers around. Mainly in the morning on Friday, maybe leaking into a little bit of the early afternoon. It's windy, it's warmer, it's more humid. It's nothing extreme. It's just warmer. 86 degrees. A couple of showers redeveloping, primarily late Friday night, partly cloudy skies otherwise, but 67 for the low. The weekend, I think the best chance for rain, and this is a summer pattern, so it's not going to rain all the time. Kind of comes in waves, showers and some thunderstorms around Saturday. Again, the focus in the morning and early afternoon, 89. Sunday, nothing more than a spot thunderstorm, sunny skies, and 89 for the high on Sunday. I don't see this as being anything widespread as far as severe weather is concerned, but there will be some thunderstorms around, so we pay attention to that.
Okay.
And it's not raining all the time by any means. It's going to be a lot of dry time.
Okay, excellent. And when is the summer forecast?
Summer forecast is Wednesday this year, Wednesday the 20th.
1 week from today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Because I think we've got a baseball game on the 21st and some other things coming into play.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Headlines, Rach?
Yep. So have you guys ever heard of Elf Cosmetics?
Sure.
Yep.
No.
It's a makeup brand and a skincare brand.
He thinks it makes him gay.
No, I don't know. Why would I know
makes
that?
Him an elf. Makes him an elf with red hair.
Well, the co-founder,
just because I look like a leprechaun doesn't mean I know elf stuff.
Well, the co-founder of Elf has ditched his fortune to become a priest.
Wow.
So he's 52 years old. He says in his 40s, he experienced a loss of joy. So he entered the seminary in 2019. And he says he had a, quote, very mystical experience of faith. And now he is donating all of his millions of dollars, giving it away, and entering the priesthood.
Oh, good for him.
That makes me want to believe in God more than anything that the mainstream people try to shove down my throat. Good for him.
He says now a stripped down life has brought him the joy that he had been missing.
That's excellent.
Pretty neat.
Yeah.
Okay, bad news for Tiger Woods when it comes to his DUI case. His medical records are now fair game. Now, the public is not going to be able to see them, thankfully. I don't think we should able to see them.
No one's business.
But prosecutors, law enforcement, expert witnesses, and the defense will be allowed to see like a list of his prescriptions and see what's going on with all of that, because that's obviously been a problem for Tiger.
That won't leak out. Well, yeah. No way that's going to leak out.
All I know is that this is now at least the third time he's done this. At least. And there are probably a lot others that he got away with. Mm. He needs to go to actual jail for a period of time.
I'm fine with
actual
that.
Actual jail. Maybe it's 30 days. Maybe it's 90 days. I'm not saying go to jail for 10 years. He needs to go to jail.
And isn't it
like the rest of us would doing that many times.
Yeah, we all know how this works. But isn't it ridiculous? Especially a crime like that.
Yeah.
That you're not you're treated so much differently than other people.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yep.
It may soon be tougher to get an A if you are a Harvard student. They're starting to do like caps on the number of A's that you can give out to a class. Generally, it's going to limit a solid A to 20% of a class. Now, they're a lot more flexible when it comes to, say, an A minus. But I don't know how I feel about that. Apparently, they've been saying, like, faculty have just been giving out too many A's, and there's just too many A's going on. Well, if everyone's getting a 98%, 99% in the class, what other grade are you going to give them?
Yeah.
But I guess a lot of this is more subjective than that. So they're saying, like, it's going to be a more tiered thing. Mm.
Do you guys think it's kind of, I don't know, there's got to be, I guess there's a way that you, like, it matters that you pass tests, or whether they're oral exams or they're written, whatever, because you have to show that you know the material.
Mm-hmm.
But I also sometimes feel like a letter grade in college is kind of silly.
You think it should just be like a pass-fail system?
In a lot of classes, sure. I mean, I get it. Like, again, when you got to prove that you know the law for whatever. I had one class that was broadcast law, and you had to know facts. And you had to know exactly, you know, why would a license get stripped from a company, you know, that kind of stuff. But I think so much of it is just learning a skill and understanding something. But also, like, as Rach said, if everybody gets 98%, well, then everybody gets an A. Like, why is there a limit on the number of A's? You're just artificially bringing it down. You're not changing whether or not anybody's learning anything, and that's the only point that matters.
Yeah.
Is whether or not anybody's learning anything and retaining the information.
Yeah, maybe you can be a little more stringent on giving an A, but if 75 out of 100 kids in your class meet your standards, then...
Yeah. I think you just got to, whatever the class is, set the clear standard in advance. Yeah. Here's what it takes to get an A, a B, a C, whether it's a written test and you got to get 98% or what, you know, usually it's what, 90% and up or 91% and up is an A.
Yeah.
That's fine. Just set a standard, and if people meet the standard, then they get the grade.
Well, speaking of getting the grade, 73% of students have admitted to using generative AI for their schoolwork, and nearly half say that using generative AI for schoolwork is their first instinct. So this is a survey of 684 university, college, vocational, and high school students within a larger sample of 3,800 18-plus people on how people are adopting generative AI. It is just, without a doubt, a part of the educational process at this point.
Devil's advocate, and don't crush me, because I don't really agree with this, but just bringing it up. When Dave and I were kids, we learned to use a calculator, but they're like, you got to be able to do it like in your head and on paper because you're not always going to have a calculator. Turns out we always had a calculator. Yeah. Is it like that for AI? Like, don't you kids use the ChatGPT because one day you're not going to have it? Like, well, they probably will.
No, because if it's writing an essay. Okay, the thing with the calculator, you still have to understand the equation and how to plug that in and how to get the correct answer. There's still some understanding on your part that has to be implemented there. If you're just using ChatGPT to write an essay, you could potentially learn absolutely nothing. You could be contributing absolutely nothing.
Well, if it's all AI, then how does anyone stand out from the crowd? You're all the same.
Right. Like, if it's all AI, why do humans exist in the equation at all?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to do with that AI article? What did you do for it? Nothing. It belongs to the AI. It doesn't belong to you. So you're just...
Well, I have to say, thank goodness for Cliff Notes. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Dave does.
Yeah.
Like, you still had to read those. Like, that was the thing. It did condense it for you, but
true.
You were still having to read that.
Right.
You still had to write the paper off of it.
Yes.
Like, you, and again, I still think it's, you know, it's hard. It depends on the, like, everything's different, right? Everybody's priorities, everybody's ability to learn certain things is different. Some are better than at math. Some are better at language skills, whatever. But when you're using AI to write a paper, you're not doing anything. And like, and I, Rach nailed it. If you're doing it with math, well, you at least need to know the right equation. Because I had a calculator, and it didn't necessarily make it any easier because I didn't know the right equation. You know, if I didn't know how to figure out what I had to figure out, it didn't matter if I had a calculator or not.
I had this calculator. It was probably very next level because it could do this. But you could write boobs with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Shell oil.
9009.
Oh, why do you have to...
That's just boob.
Yeah, that's right. You got to
put a 5 on there.
Yeah, you got to put a 5 on there.
It's not 9009, 8008.
That's lowercase. 9.
They both say boob.
Yeah.
It's whether you're trying to say boob or boob.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm the only one who...
Whether you're yelling or not. Yeah, Andrew was yelling it.
Wants to treat it with the appropriate emphasis here.
I'm on Team Andrew here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does AI know how to do that?
Be excited. And I'm hopelessly in love. Matt Pauly is going to join us at the top of the next hour, talk some Cardinals. What do you guys make of this? New poll says that 25% of Americans, not right, not left, not male, not female, 25% of all Americans believe that at least one of the Donald Trump assassination attempts were fake.
How many?
25%.
Damn.
That's shocking.
I mean.
And look, let me get on the record. You know I don't like Donald Trump. I don't think any of these things were faked. I just don't think that we are good enough or capable enough to pull that off. So I think what happened, as weird as it may look, is actually what happened. But 25% of my fellow Americans disagree.
Well, my take on that, this type of topic, is simply you shouldn't have the belief in anything if you don't have the evidence for it. And I'm not talking about circumstantial coincidences. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you believe one way or the other? Like, why would you believe it was fake if you don't have, like, hey, look, this is, we just found all of this evidence that shows it was faked. Like, I convincing me to believe something is hard to do. You know what I mean? Like, and it I think it should be hard to do. Of anything of any magnitude, it should be pretty hard to convince you.
Why, as devil advocate, would you go into, say, the shooting in Butler County as being true as opposed to being fake?
I wouldn't say that it's true either. I know what we saw, and I know what happened, and it points to saying likely this was what happened. But no, I wouldn't assume it's 100% either. Barring like real showing of the evidence, like, yep, here you go. Here's the TikTok of the evidence. We got this video, this video, this video. This is what shows, and this is what happened.